Welcome, everybody. We're up to share number 1038. We're learning today Lilui Nishmas Moshe Doif Ben Rabar and Zisel. The Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and the Refuah Shalema Yosef Chaim Ben Liba Arnina Shetakav Refuah Shalema Psoich Shechel Yisrael. Getting back to Amalacha of Kotzer. Okay, so we spoke about last time the flower pots. And when it comes to flower pots, there is more to talk about. We just started to get into it a little bit, but I'm just trying to give a little bit of a variety in reference to the malacha of kotzer. So some other interesting cases of kotzer, whereby, in other words, reaping, tearing out, removing some sort of plantation from its growth, from its place of growth, which people might not be aware of. Interesting, brings down the Sefer Shabbos Home. B'shem he brings it actually from the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Gehilcha. So in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Gehilcha, it could be found in Perek Chavav, Ha'arat Tes. But just a quote from the Sefer Shabbos Home on page 274, he says, it's also to remove beans, seeds, and the like from water if they have sprouted root in the water. You have a lot of times, some people have it, sometimes children come home from yeshiva, they planted something, you know, during the week, obviously, and it's in water and so on. So to remove these beans, seeds, and the like, once it's sprouted, the roots, one is not allowed to do. He explains further that removing them is considered the malacha of kotzer because they are being detached from their source of growth. Again, you know, he says it's b'shem nishmir shabbos kehilchasa. So this is an important thing to understand, that which we've spoken about in the past, that it's not just the something that's on the ground per se, but in a flower pot also, and now we see even in water itself. So he brings down further, he says, therefore one may not remove an interesting case, one may not remove an arava. Sometimes on sukkahs people have aravas, a arava stalk that has sprouted roots in water from its vase. Somebody, let's say, stuck an arava in water and it started sprouting and there's roots in the water and so on in a vase or something along those lines. So that one has to be careful also, one may not remove that from the water on Shabbos once it already started sprouting the roots, because again it's over there, it is the place from that's the where it's getting the nourishment for its growth. Now, before we go further, I just want to mention one thing interesting, that one of our wonderful B'nai Chabura asked a question in reference to grass. Could I walk on grass? Every time I walk on grass, I could be tearing out the grass, right? The person walks with their shoes on the grass, and they're kicking the grass, and they're, you know, sometimes the shoe itself swipes up against the grass, and you're really pulling out the grass from the ground. And so let's backtrack a minute. Somebody bends down, pulls out a piece of grass. That, of course, is not allowed to be done. That's the malacha of kotzer, reaping, pulling out something from its place of growth. They pull out grass from the ground, from the soil. That's kotzer. That's not allowed to be done. But the question is, what about just to walk? Could I walk if there's grass, or do I bedafka have to walk on a place where there's concrete? You know, let's say there's a long path of grass, and I have to start walking around and figuring out where I'm going to walk where there is no grass. So in general, we're going to see. We'll talk about it. I don't want to get into it right now. There is a machlokes, interesting machlokes between the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah in reference to tall grass, number one. Number two, also in reference to walking barefoot on grass, sometimes if you realize when a person walks on barefoot on grass, grass could get stuck in between the toes and so on and be torn out. So it's a little bit, it's a machlekes. I don't want to get into the whole subject right now, but just stam, we have to keep in mind, just stam walking on grass, there is no issur of walking on grass per se. Right, I'm walking to shul, I'm walking down the block, and I'm walking, and there happens to be grass. So am I allowed to walk on the grass, or do I have to mamish cross the street? So there is no such iser brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. But when it comes to tall grass, whereby what's the problem with the tall grass? It could possibly be a psik resha. Again, possibly. We're going to talk about it. Whereby somebody, as they walk, or barefoot, or whatever the case might be, automatically will be tearing out grass. But we'll see how that works. But just to keep in mind, just stam, you know, avoiding walking on grass, bechlal, regular grass, on Shabbos, that is not brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, another interesting thing to keep in mind That is the most of the questions that we're talking about, that we'll continue to talk about, is not actually koitzer itself. In other words, it's not the, when you say the word reaping is really, it's sort of like a harvesting type of a thing. It's something whereby a gardener does, or somebody has a farm, you gather the crops and these type of things. Most of the questions that we have, it's not, you know, nobody's going out into a farm, nobody's going out into the garden and doing gardening and these type of things. So most of our questions are simple things, like we see, a flower pot to pull out something, or whatever, like we spoke about, in the water, or to pull out a piece of grass from the ground, or to pull a flower, or possibly to smell a flower, they tear it off. These type of things is not real, quote unquote, reaping per se. But the Sefer Oitzer Halachos explains the Isser is Talisha, to be Toilish something, Talisha. He says, Isser Talisha, who Toiledes the Koitzer. It's a Toilda of Koitzer. It's actually a tolda of kosher, and the talisha is really uprooting, the tearing out. It's actually to be toilish something, tearing something out from its growth, and that's actually a tolda of koitzer. The actual koitzer per se, most of the time people are not involved in gardening issues per se on Shabbos. So the real issue that we're talking, we keep on mentioning koitzer, because that's the malacha, that's one of the lamtes malachas, but the tolish part, the talisha part, that is the tolda of koitzer, that's where most of our, which is the uprooting part, which we've been talking about from its growth, that's where most of our questions will be actually coming up. Just again, real quickly, to read from the Sefer Oitzer Halachos in our Siman again, Shin Lamed Vav, whoever wants to look it up. He brings down to the Sefer Oitzer Halachos in Ois Chof Dalid, Isser Talisha Hu Taledus the Koitzer, like we said, and the Osser Litloish Velacher, one is not allowed to uproot, to tear out, uproot, and so on. Dove Megidule, something that's growing from its growth, Afel Pisha Einem Chubilakarpa, Einem Chubilakarka, even though it's not attached to the ground, like we said. This all falls under the category of the tolda of koitzer, which is actually talisha. Now, like we explained in the beginning, in the first couple of shiurim, and now a malacha of koitzer, that if somebody, let's say there's a stick in the ground, right, and a pole, somebody pulls out a pole, so that is also falls under one of the, actually two of the lamites malachas, possibly. First of all, it could be boina, building, and number two, it could fall under the malacha of choyresh, which is plowing, which is also in the gardening category of. It's one of the malach of choyresh, plowing, is one of the lamentes malachas, but again, nobody's going to plow their garden on Shabbos, right? Nobody's going out to plow the fields or whatever on Shabbos per se, but there are many shilas that do come up in reference to making holes in the ground, to flattening out a mound of dirt and these type of things, which fall under the malacha of choyresh, which is plowing. So when you have a stick, which as we spoke about last time, also if somebody pulls out a stick in the ground, it's not growing in the ground, right? A flower grows in the ground, so you remove it from its place of growth. So growth, but just flat out pulling out a stick from the ground, a pole from the ground, or something like that, would fall under the malacha of choyresh, plowing, or possibly boina, building, because there's nothing growing over there. It's just a question of making a hole in the ground, or possibly covering up the hole in the ground. And that's falls under choyresh, one of the lamentes malachas, but it's not part of koitzer, because there is nothing actually growing over there, and you're not severing it, you're not uprooting it from its growth. Okay, we're going to continue next time, and we'll go further in this inyanim. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha, kol tov.